Yeah, we're holding on that pay amidala. Actually, the last two words of some Chesamid base. I mean, of Ayin Chesamid base. So, Amar Rava. Rava now attacks both opinions of Rish Lakish and Shmuel. You know that Rish Lakish and Shmuel both came to explain the meaning of the Mishnah. It talks about a murderer who got mixed up with others as a murderer who got mixed up with other murderers. So we were trying to figure out what was the situation. Was it Nigmar Adin? What exactly was the case? But they both share that definition of the Mishnah. And the question is whether it's Shvarim or whether it's people. That's definitely the one or the thing that murdered getting mixed up now with others that did the same. Says Rava, that kind of approach fails completely. Because Ihafi Heinedik Tani Allah is the next sense that we would then find in the Braisa about this Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi says, Afilo Abba Kalafta Benehem. And even if my daddy, Chalata, was one of them, the din would be Kulam Paturi. For sure, if Abba Chalata was Benayim Kulam Paturi, we think that Abba Chalata is a murderer. I mean, he's obviously looking at it in the exact opposite sense. He's saying, even if Abba Chalata was Benayim, and you would think therefore there would be Chayav, Abba became their father. So what could that be? Ella Amar Rava. Therefore, says Rava, the meaning of the Mishnah has got to be the exact opposite in the way you looked at it. It's got to be talking about that you've got two people that are going to murder, not that have been found guilty of murder. So you have two people standing, and the shot rings out from between the two of them. We can't prove which one shot. So then it's saying Pturim, and Rabbi Yosef, even if one of them was Abba Chalapta, now you know perfectly well, it sure weren't him, that doesn't matter. And that's what it's saying over here. So Kulam Pturim, both of them, are Potter, because you cannot prove that it was this one or that one. And on that comes on Rabbi Yudah to say, and now of course Rabbi Yudah is not referring to that case. Rabbi Yudah is going back, fine. Rabbi Yudah said, it's sort of like a Kisurim Makasa in the Mishnah. The next piece of the mission is indeed talking about Ashor Shini Gemar Dino Shini Tarev Bishvarim Acherim Malia. But here you have Stam, not mixed up with the other Shvarim that are Chayev. You have a Shor that was already Nigmar Adin. Nice case that you have then. And it's now Chayev Lisakel. It got mixed up with other Shvarim. Regular Shvarim, not Shvarim that were involved in murder cases. But the problem now is that a Shor that was Nigmar Dino is Aser. So now, what are you going to say? It got mixed up with other Shvarim, so now we're going to say, well, now it's Batal? It can't be Batal, because it's a Birya. It's never going to be Batal. It's a Davar Chashuv. So what are the owners going to do of the other Shvarim? They're up the creek without a paddle. They have no way of being Matzah, they're Shvarim. Therefore, what he's saying is, that Konsim Oto L'Kippah, meaning, look, you'd think that maybe Beis Din should go to the trouble of stoning all of these Shvarim, because they have a chiyuv to stone that one, and anyway, the others aren't worth anything for the pilot. So he's coming out to say, not Kochim HaTolekipah, you don't have to go ahead and be so klan. It's a completely different meaning than the way you looked at it. By the way.
Feed them? I mean, why should you have to feed
them
and keep them alive?
Kochim HaTolekipah, by definition, is without feeding.
I thought we did the oatmeal thing with them, too.
What's that?
Well,
we get rid of them, right.
We starve them.
You could just not feed them, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was.
So now, there is a problem over here, because the Gemara is assuming that a shor, before it's Niska, was Aser, once it was Nigmar Dino. The truth is, that's not Poshet at all. The Ravina time sheet all over is that a shor, prior to the Skila, is not Aser. Becomes No. It's proven guilty. These comparisons always ruin your thinking. He's been proven guilty. It hasn't been shot yet. It hasn't been niskal yet. The Tosis learns that if it's not niskal, it's not usher. It's not that it becomes usher the moment that you find it. So then what's the problem here? Why are we saying that we should definitely get rid of all the other shvarim? So then there's no issur. Okay, so here there's a Sefer HaYashar, which is supposed to be by the Rabbi Natan, but where there it says that the chiyuv would be al biyata rami kirbeka, so Rezin has a chiyuv to get rid of it. Okay, but I mean the Parshita solution is that the same din will apply to all these other shvarim, which means that at whatever point you would come now to shech them, they would then immediately become us. They are potential ne'esarim. So there would be no ultimate hefset for the violence. It raises all kinds of other issues, obviously, about... There's a number of issues that are raised. First of all, why are we so sure that they won't be bottled? How about if we let one escape? Then it's not... Now it becomes a question called the parsh and rubaka parsh. That has nothing to do with being bottled or all. The color parsh and rubaka parsh, and now this one should be kosher. And in fact, Rabbi Natan Shita is. But the only time we don't say such a thing is when we're dealing with kachim. Which as the Gemara says, why don't we just get them to move, and like we have like different psulais that are now mixed up with other animals, get them to move and say kol parsh mu'ubah parsh. Okay, so there we're machmir for various reasons by kachim. Why over here would we not say that we could let it, if one leaves, that it should be kosher anyway? So why should we be kachim kulam lakifa and not do this with chatzila? There's all different kind of approaches to that problem. Including the Bi'atar of the Kibbeth, because that way they're ultimately all going to leave. Or the Gezeira, that if we allow you to do this, so then you'll do it even if it's Kavua, and you won't be Mahfil between Kokavua, Kamech Salmechadami, and the case in which it was Parish, and so on. But again, there's a lot of issues over here that are hidden beneath the simple words of Kansim Lakiba, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, over there, I didn't skip the price. It says the Gemara, but Tanya, and indeed, this is what we see in the price. Parasha himita, v'charkach yalda. If a para now kills someone and then has a child, sim achelo nigmar dina yalda vlada mutar. If it had that child before the Gemara din, so then the child is mutar. But im mishma nigmar dina yalda vlada asur. However, the child becomes Aser if it's born after the Gemar Din. And then, now, when we say it's Aser, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Chayiv Skila. It would be Aser because it has whatever Din the Shohar Nitzkal has on it. Because it's considered to be part of the mother. It doesn't mean that it itself is Chayiv Skila, though. Because it has a different now entity. It wasn't involved in the Negiyah necessarily, which that we'll discuss in a moment. So, if, however, and this is the part that's important to us, Nitarei Bacherim, 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 if it gets mixed up in others, now from those, now here's a question again, this is a tough stuff in terms of the way fixed things are granted. Does Bacherim, Bacherim mean some of the others get mixed up in the others? And if it does, then it becomes a question of Sfeik's favor. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah had such a case by Avodah Zarah where we are machmer acherim b'acherim. But by other Yisroel, we're not machmer on acherim b'acherim, we mean some of the acherim. So Tosfos says, it may mean all of the acherim get mixed up in acherim. So you say, so what's an incident? It's meaningless. If all the acherim get mixed up in acherim, they might as well have gotten mixed up all at one time, because it's all one big taruva, so who cares? If you've told me it's usher, we don't go bus or road, so why would anything that's usher is now mutter when we do it again? Same thing. So it says, no, it's not the same thing. Because we do find that there are certain halakhas that two roads are treated differently. So like the case where nivala to somebody, and then, you know, the question is, were there people in the rubam chair, and then people also in the alma rubam chair? Do have such a thing. Furthermore, it says, over here we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda asers indeed sveik sveik. The whole discussion over here was to bring now the raya, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, so that's not such a problem. So let it say over here, fine. If this bride indeed is an expression of the Rabbi Yehuda Shita in our Mishnah, so good. So it's saying akarim means even al sveik sveik. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shita all over anyway. So So fine, maybe it is. Now, the problem over here is, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Shimon Omer, maybe you know some amazing, but so Klino Tani, he holds that even under these circumstances, we have to carry out the act of stealing, not stop allowing them to die. But now, you said, excuse me, which seemed to imply that even if the shor was pregnant at the time that the megiach had taken place, as long as the child was born before the gemar din, the vlad is mutter, right? Because you didn't specify when it got pregnant. So are you telling me then that afa gavet inakcha habit miabra, even though at the time of the megiach it was pregnant? But I thought to Amar Rava, vlad hanogachat asur, that the vlad of a pora that is nogachat is asur because he uvlada nakhu. She too was a nogachat. And vlad hanirvaat asur, he uvlada nirvahu. The same thing would be true of a nirvaat. Because being as she was there, this vlad, at the time that the act takes place, so she is considered to be a vlad that is herself nirvaat. So how can you just cavalierly say, as long as it was born before the gemar din? That's not true. If the pregnancy was there before the gemar din, so then it would be usher for another reason, because it itself was the shor that was nageya. True. Okay, so change that to fit with Rava. Say, you have to throw in that point. There was im ad shelo nigmar dina yalda. Doesn't mean yalda. It means im ad shelo nigmar dina. She was both ibra bi yalda is what it means. So then vlada is mutter. But im mishnigmar dina ibra the yalda, but if it's after the gemar din, then the vlad is usher. That's what it meant to say. Now wait a second, why is the vlad usher? The vlad is usher because it comes from a pora that's asura. You say, the pora was asura because of the gemar din, and now it got pregnant, so now whatever comes out of it is like growing from a davar usher. Ah, it's very hard to clone a shor. Probably there was a male involved. But if there's a male involved, then we've got an issue of Zeva Zegorim. So then, hey, Nikolaman Yomer Zeva Zegorim Asur, if you tell me that the fact that there's another element that's involved, another Gorim that's involved here, that's Asur, okay, then this makes sense. Despite the fact that there was a male involved who was not Chayev Sura, nonetheless, there was a female involved who was Chayev Skiyo, that's bad enough. Zebzegorim is also. Leman Yomer Zebzegorim Mutar, you're going to tell me that if she got pregnant after the Gemar Din and required a male to do that, so then why is the blood Aser? Maikalamema. The blood is always the result of a male and a female. So it's a Zebzegorim. Elam Ravina says, Ravina, okay, you won't have to change that again. So to account for the Badi Amar holds Zeva Zegorim is mutter, then the way to read the Brice is like this. Im ad shelo nigmar dina ibra v'yalda v'lada mutar. Im ad shelo nigmar ibra umishe nigmara dina yalda v'lada asur. There's a new issue here. The issue here is if the psak din is how on the fetus in the cow. That's what it's talking about. If she got pregnant after the act and gave birth before the gemar din, then it's mutter. But if she got pregnant now after the act, okay, so there still wasn't now coming from a davar aser, and the fetus wasn't there at the time of the act, so the fetus didn't become aser through the act. And now the pregnancy continues on through the gemar din. Now there's another problem, because the gemar din is chal on the uber. So now that the uber is born, it remains usher because of uber yerech imo. So therefore, according to the Madiyomo Zeva Zegor Mutter, we also have a way of being mechalei, except we need to insert this new issue of uber yerech imo. Now, what's strange is that we seem to be taking for granted at uber yerech imo here, but that's a big machlokus about uber yerech imo, and particularly when it comes to Lagabe Trefus, Trefa Shiyolda, if it was pregnant, became a Trefa. If you hold over your emo, then the child of a Trefa should be Usher. And in fact, the Gemara doesn't come out like that. The Tosis says a very important chiluk over here. It says that Ein Achinami, in all dinim, Uber is Yerach Imo. And the machlokasim that we find is Dafka Lenin Trefus. And the reason that it's Lenin Trefus is because Trefus is defined by Chiyut. And an Uber clearly has a self-defined Chiyut. So the question of Uber Yerach Imo is not an issue, Benogea, does it have its own Ma'arekat Chaim? It's Uber Yerachimo in terms of the halachas that are being defined on the entity of the mother. Does that include it? But if something is talking, you're talking about an organic issue, whether a trafe of the mother means that the Uber is also trafe, that's a different question. That's dependent on Chiyus, and an Uber has its independent Chiyus. So that's what Tosis is Machadish over here. Kol chayavei mitot. Now, here we get into another problem. You said in the Mishnah that if you get mixed up, you give him the the mitah that was less. How could you do that, though? He never got hatra'ah for that. Didn't we say you have to give him hatra'ah for the correct mitah? That was the whole sugya we had earlier. So if you're giving him the hatra'ah for mitah A, now for whatever reason, he got mixed up. You're going to give him mitah B, even if it's kal, unless that means shmamina.
Was that a machlokas?
It was a machlokas, yes. We'll be getting to that in a moment. But unless what you've got to say is that the hatra'ah on a misa that is more chomor includes a hatra'ah on a misa that's more kal, but that makes it very important not to mean a lahalok. It means that if somebody told someone that he's chayav the wrong misa, but it was a misa that was even more chamur than the one he really was chayav on, that would be a kosher hatra'ah, even if you hold it, you need hatra'ah for a specific misa. Because otherwise, how could you use that hatra'ah to give him a different misa? So is that what we're to conclude here, says the Gemara? Shmamina that mutrala davar chamur. Ali mutrala davar kal? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, well, not necessarily. Maybe the case in the Mishnah is where Achav Mayaskina could go and shehitu about stuff. Maybe they never mentioned any mitah, and we know that there's a machlokas that we had earlier. The Mishnah might be going according to that Tana, by Tana with the Tanya. Mishar chayavei mitot shebetorah, ein mei mitinotan, ela be'eda, ve'edim, v'hatra'ah, v'ad shiyodi'u shu chayav mitat be'din. Notice it doesn't say which mitah, it just says you have to let him know that he's going to be chayav misa. It's only Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achiyodiu be'eze mitah uneran. So maybe the point over here is that the Mishnah is assuming you don't have to tell him which mitah at all. You just told him, don't do that, you're going to be chayav mitah. Then he gets mixed up with a different chiyuv. So what's the difference? Anyway, the Hatra'ah never included the specifics. So give him the lesser mitah. But maybe, according to the Ma'an Yama, who holds that you do have to give a specific hatra'ah, maybe in Achinami, we'd be stuck. We wouldn't be able to give him the lesser mitah. The Nafka Mina, where did they learn it from? Where did they get the shita from? The Tana Kama says, look, if you hold that you have to give the guy mitah specific, how was the Mekoshesh killed in Bezdin? They couldn't have given him hatra'ah because they didn't know which Ma'an that he was chayav in. Right? That was the whole topic. So even when Moshe Rabbeinu finds out he's Chayav Skila, he didn't know he was Chayav Skila. They only knew Mekalaleh Amot Yumat. So you could say, well, you didn't tell me which means that, so you can't kill me now. So it must be, says the Tana Kama, that you're just telling him, you should know you're going to be Chayav because the Torah says Mekalaleh Amot Yumat, and that's enough. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Mekoshesh or Ha'achai, the whole din of the Mekoshesh was, anyway, it says motzim oto mekoshesh. What does that mean, motzim? What do you mean, motzim? Not motzim. I mean, it's a regular case. Motzim means he never got hatra'ah. We found him doing the action, and that's all. Then we come and repeat it at the bezdin. We saw this guy doing the action. Where was the hatra'ah?
They wouldn't come back and say, hey, stop doing that or else?
No, but so then what's the point of saying motzim oto? And it said that they were Roimoto, like any other bet. If you say Motsimoto, like any other Eidim. So if you say Motsimoto, obviously it's coming to tell you something. We happened upon it. We saw the action. That's all that we saw, which is normally not enough for Bezdin. So that means that anyway, this was a special halacha that was done out to Rasha because it needed to be koveya the chiyuv of Shabbos. Okay, so if that's the case, how can you learn out from it in terms of the dinim of Atra?
He had to suffer.
Sorry?
I mean, how
did
this poor guy have to suffer? He was never
worthy,
never got anything.
Yeah, that's what our Atra is all about. We'll make an example of you.
Even though you didn't know. Maybe
that's
right.
That's a great example. Even a guy who didn't know we were going to take care of. You never know if the next one might be you. Hanis Kalim ben Yisrael. So if the Nizkalim get mixed up with the Nisrafim, now Rabbi Yechezkel was teaching his son the Mishnah, and he says it like this: Matzivah Rabbi Yechezkel Arami Berei. If the Nisrafim get mixed up in the Nizkalim, not the Nizkalim get mixed up in the Nisrafim. And they say, what's the difference? The difference is that the one that gets mixed up into is the Miyat, and the other one is the Rov. So the way he put it was. Which, I mean, Lechora, if we're talking about the question of Kavua over here, well, Rabbi Chesko, he said it that way. He said, Nisrafim ben Nisqalim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yidonu Biskila, Shasrefa Kamura. So he said our Mishnah, except he switched which got into which. Omele Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda, whose other son, said, Abba, Lotik Nayahaki, that's not how to read it. Because if you say it, if you're going to teach it to him like that, the kid's going to grow up completely warped. Then he's going to think that the problem over here was because Sreifa's Chamura. Even if it's not because of Sreifa Chamura, my heritage is Sreifa Chamura. Typically, the Reuben Nisqalim, Nino. You could say over there, he got mixed up in the robe of Nisqalim. You go, so that's because it was a robe of Nisqalim. Anyway, even if it wouldn't have been Chamura, maybe go bust a robe. What should I say? So say on his skull and ben Yisrafim. Over there, Rabbi Shimon Amar, you don't have a skila, shasreifa chamura, and you, even though now you've got over here a sreifa, but you could be don him viskila, which is chal. So, well, what about the sefer then? Yochiyem a sefer v'chachomim omrim yidonu b'sreifa shatkila chamura. Why did the chachomim say yochayev sreifa because the sreifa is kal and the skila is chomur? Why don't they say typically the ruban is rafim ninu? I mean, I don't understand what you're telling me. Say it the other way. Either you won't like the way I say it for the rabbanim, or you won't like the way I say it for Rabbi Shimon. It's not going to work out. No, says Rabbi Yehuda to his son. There, it's the Rabbanan responding to Rabbi Shimon. They're saying, Lididak, the Amrit, Sreifa, Chamura, you're tiny, Sreifa, Chamura, that's wrong. Skila is Chamura, Lishitatcha, that's what it should be. Amalei Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, that's not the way you talk to a father. No, daddy, don't talk to him, he's going to grow up warped. Lotem alei lavukhaki, that's not the way to correct your father. Tanya, Hareshaya Avivo Vera Divrei Torah. The father is being over on an Isser. Lo Yomalo. Abba, Varta Divrei Torah. Elo Omelo. Now, this is our rational. Elo Omelo. Abba, Kach Ketivba Torah? Is that what you're supposed to do according to the Torah? What do you mean then? So if I know how, that's just as embarrassing. I mean, you're saying sarcastically, it's even worse. No. Elo Omelo. Abba. Yes, as a statement, say it. Mikra katuv b'Torah kach, that says in the Torah this, and you leave it to him to reach the conclusion. Right. That's how Rashi learns. Now, it's interesting that the Rambam learns basically just the opposite. So that when you, it says you don't tell him, that you don't say, this is what it says in the Torah.
You can mean that would be.
Yeah, but what you say is, doesn't it say this pasuk in the Torah? What does that mean? So, then you're asking derech she'ela, but not derech a psak, that what you've done is wrong. But that's interesting. It's two very different approaches.
Maybe you shouldn't say anything, and his father would be sure then. Maybe he was teaching his son.
No. What do you mean? You don't mean in this case. You mean in general?
No.
there's no such halacha.
It's
only said on, first of all, it's only said on a thing that is a drabbonin and that people don't know about in general. Or some say, even if it was in the Arayis, if it's not a Farish, Chatzishiyot, so that's where it's brought. We got the Achila on the Erev Yom Kippur, the things that may be answered in the Arayis, or Haisafa, but people don't know about them, so they won't take them seriously because they're not going to listen to them. There we say, Mutam Shishagum, you know he's not going to listen. But then Stam, General of Yuri, has a Chiyot to tell his father what the
Kippur is.
That's like anybody else. I'm saying, but how, in the case where you are supposed to say something, how are you supposed to say it? So there, normally, you don't have to be careful. You can say, listen, this is us. Or the father can say, listen, this is us.
The body tshuva was there in Sarah, Chavali Shabbos. Should they say it? They come from...
Yeah, that's already a different question. I mean, there you're talking about a general... But that's a general question of... it's not the son particularly. I mean, it's a general question of how to go about tokocha on elements that people have absolutely no... They don't have any idea that it's supposed to be taken seriously. I mean, then the effectiveness is the most important clue, right? You're trying to get them to help them. So what's the best way to help them? Here the assumption is that, of course, the father would know. It's square. How do you say it? So they go, you're like he was telling his father, you're, don't teach Rami this way. Okay, his father was open to hear, so what should I say? So how should I do it? But in Akinami, that doesn't mean a blanket case. You should always just shoot your mouth off without it having any meaning. I mean, that's the chalavadin of Tochach, is to know what to say. Kishem shemitzvah lamar davar mishmah. Kach mitzvah shalom and
how
to say it. Exactly, yeah.
Well, not a simple thing, no.
Yeah, so listen, the Gemara says that even in their door, it says, Sanim yesh b'dor hazeh mishi yabeloch yach. And these people don't know what they're doing.
So we've seen examples of that.
We're causing things to go...
Well, no, just words. Like, we're people's responses. From